Hello, this is Josh Camps, Lafayette County Ag Educator with UW-Madison Division of Extension. And today we're going to talk about pest management in field crops, and specifically alfalfa pest management. Field crop pests can be sorted into three main groups: weeds, diseases, and insects. Depending on multiple factors, including heat, moisture, and life cycles, these pests challenge agronomists and farmers a bit differently each year. A pest triangle is an illustration which shows the main parts that are necessary in a cropping field for pest damage to occur. So consider the three corners, the three angles of the triangle. One angle would have the plant pest, so whether it's a weed, a disease, or an insect risk. The other corner would have a crop host, so that would be the growing crop that's in the field. And the angle on top will have the environment. So that would be the time of year, the moisture, the heat, all of those environmental factors which allow that pest to establish itself and cause damage in a growing crop. So only when all parts are present in this pest triangle is there risk of pest damage to a growing crop. Often the environment corner of the triangle is the only remaining requirement needed for the risk of pest damage to increase. So in our perennial cropping systems like alfalfa, the plants are susceptible to economic pest damage for a long period of time, often 3 to 6 years. Season-long crop monitoring or scouting is a very important tool for ensuring a successful alfalfa crop this year and into the future. Many decisions which impact alfalfa pest management have already been made once an alfalfa stand is established. So consider these decisions: the seed genetics, soil fertility, crop rotation and field selection, and establishment technique. The crop's response to pest pressure and pest management options available will be dependent on these decisions. Most alfalfa stands in a similar geographical area are subjected to similar pest pressure throughout the growing season. Let's take a look specifically at mid-season alfalfa pest management, and it can bring pressure from all three of the main pest groups. So according to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, July of 2020 is being forecasted as above normal for temperature and average for precipitation. Does this forecast suggest which alfalfa pest may be of greatest concern? Well, let's take a look at the three main groups. So starting with insects, this is a favorable environment for the development of potato leafhopper. So new alfalfa seedling fields are most vulnerable, but all alfalfa fields should still be scouted routinely. Extension recommends the following protocol to determine if potato leafhopper has exceeded the economic threshold. So step one, use a 15-inch sweep net. Step two, sweep 20 times while moving across a small area of the field. Step three, count the potato leafhopper adults and nymphs present in that course of 20 sweeps and record. And then step four, repeat this 20 sweep action in four additional locations, traveling in a W shape across the field. And then five, refer to a potato leafhopper economic threshold management table to determine if control treatment would be beneficial. So just to highlight this table briefly, it's based off of the height of alfalfa. So alfalfa, which is less than 3 inches, the economic threshold is 20 leafhoppers in those 100 sweeps. And as the alfalfa gets taller, up to 12 to 14 inches, the economic threshold is 200 leafhoppers. So as the alfalfa grows taller and becomes more mature, it can handle a higher population of potato leafhoppers before there is damage done. Now diseases. A hot and dry environment, which is according to the forecast, will reduce the risk of alfalfa leaf and root diseases. A change in the weather forecast to cool and wet, though, will increase the risk of these diseases in an alfalfa crop. What about weeds? Occasionally in an alfalfa stand, there is an open canopy space, whether it is between cuttings when the alfalfa is growing back or whether it is a stand of alfalfa that is starting to die off slightly. So this canopy space gives weed seeds an opportunity to germinate and grow. Plenty of sunlight and adequate moisture creates an environment for weeds. From the weed seed soil bank can develop and cause pest pressure. So these weed seeds are waiting there in the soil, and once that environmental condition's been met with sunlight and moisture, they could go ahead and germinate and become a pest in our cropping fields. Often these weeds, though, in an alfalfa setting are set back quite a bit by harvest, and not much extensive damage could happen. But persistent weeds, for instance, water hemp, quack grass, and even dandelion, can lead to reduced alfalfa yield and limit the stand longevity. So in conclusion, alfalfa field crop pests are can be managed successfully by using an integrated pest management program. Many of the tools available through IPM were discussed in this article. Timely crop pest updates and pest management information is available through the Wisconsin Pest Bulletin and the Wisconsin Crop Manager. Contact your local agronomist or extension office for additional details. Thank you.